Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Super Network, Super Marcy and Be Jermaine review. And we are here to take a look at a film that was released, I think, in the US in December and only recently in the last couple of weeks has released in Australia. And that film is The Iron Claw. But first, welcome Be Jermaine of the Super Marcy and Be Jermaine duo. How you doing, Bede?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did I even introduce myself in that? I don't know. I'm Super
Marcy.
I'm
pretty sure you... Yes, that's all right. I'm pretty sure you did in your own way.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yes, we are here to have a review, give a review of The Iron Claw, which we have both now seen. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, I saw it well before you managed to for a change.
Yeah, I know. Although, to be fair, on my end, usually it's always hard to fit things around both for work and podcasts and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that you saw it before me. But at the same time, lately, I'm like, I'm not surprised as well.
Okay, it goes both ways. So we'll get into the review for The Iron Claw. And I'm just reading the information off IMDb. The true story of the inseparable Von Erich brothers who made history in the intensely competitive world of professional wrestling in the early 80s. It was written and directed by Sean Durkin. It stars Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White, Harris Dickinson, Maura Tierney, Holt McCallany. My God, I'm losing it here. All the people are not in order. Lily James. Goodness me. Thank you, IMDb, for having her all the way down the bottom.
That's why I was reading from the Wikipedia page.
I think it's gone on the Wikipedia page. But yeah, Bede, seeing as, you saw this more recently, what are your thoughts on The Iron Claw?
Well, I was very excited to see The Iron Claw because one of the main reasons why is because it's the story about one of wrestling's greatest wrestling families, the Von Erichs. And that's a story, well, their tragic story, I should say, is one that I've heard about for many, many years. And even like when you still hear about it, it's still just a very upsetting story. And particularly when you watch the Dark Side of the Ring episode, The Last of the Von Erichs, which is such a very heartbreaking episode. And knowing that, like, and it kind of does make you wonder of, like, if the family really is cursed, because given all the tragedies that they faced throughout their lives, like, it kind of makes sense. Maybe there is kind of some truth there to them being cursed in some way. But that being said, though, I was very curious to see how Sean Durkin, who, of course, previously directed a film that you and I loved, which, of course, is Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, and, like, how he was going to tackle this story. And from what I understand, this film was a passion project for Sean Durkin because he's a huge wrestling fan, and this is a story he's been wanting to tell for a very long time. And I got to say, I think he really nailed it. Like, I think what's great so much about the film, before all the sort of the tragedy of this family kind of kicks in, we get a real sense of this family and their bond together, particularly with the brothers, all played by Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White, Harris Dickinson, and...
This is happening to you too now.
Well, I missed the page. Oh, I'll say it again. And Stanley Simons, we get a sense of these brothers together. And I think all four of these actors have such great chemistry with each other. You could buy them as brothers. And also their relationship with both their parents, played by Holt McCallany and Maura Tierney. And like we get that family dynamic pretty quickly for at least the first half of the film. And then once the sort of the tragedies start happening, you do feel upset for the family and your heart breaks for them. And also, I think it's a very respectful story to these people. And I think it's beautifully well made. It's extremely well directed. The wrestling scenes in the film are extremely well done. And you can definitely tell this was made by someone who is a fan of wrestling. And visually, it looks great. I think it captures the time and periods of where all these this story is set throughout the years extremely well. And I got to say, out of all the performances, I got to say the one that really stood out for me was, of course, Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich. He's definitely the heart and soul of the film. And I have to say, this is, I mean, I've always liked Zac Efron as an actor. I always found him very likable. But without a doubt, this is his career-defining performance so far. I think he is absolutely fantastic in this film. And I also love his relationship with Lily James, who plays his future wife in the film. And I love their chemistry together as well. And it's just a really great film that, like, yeah, definitely kind of changes certain things around in terms of the real life story. That I ever kind of condense it down, kind of rush it a little bit. I mean, also, there was also one brother who's not actually mentioned in the film at all, but given that his story was also very tragic, it might have been too much overkill for the story. But yeah, I think on its own, I think it really is a fantastic film, and it really shows how great this family dynasty was as wrestlers, but also the hardships and pain that they went through.
Yeah, the Iron Claw kind of is like toxic masculinity, the movie. Mm. And considering the time it's set as well, when this stuff like actually happened, and, you know, there's, as with any sort of inspired by true events or however you want to phrase it, there's still truths in there. And I don't doubt that, especially in sports, that there was such toxicity around how things are handled and all that. Yeah, like, the cast are extraordinary. Zac Efron, I think, gives one of, if not the best performance of his career. He really just becomes Kevin Von Erich, who is the last surviving at this point in time from that family. And I actually didn't realize that they didn't meet until, I think, the premiere of the film. So he tackled this without kind of basing it on him. And again, I think there's truths in there to the real person, but it also becomes its own character as well. And it's not easy to tell a very tragic story because there were so many deaths in this family. But I think with condensing it down, and yes, not including another brother who also passed away, and that kind of stuff, I think it just helps to tell the story it wanted to tell. I think in a way that it's a very well-paced film, it tells everything it needs to. So I don't necessarily think to tell the story we needed that extra heartbreak, because it is heartbreaking as it is. It really is a beautifully made film, and it not only captures the time, it captures that toxicity, it captures these mindsets and like really well. And I think you know, being very close to wrestling, you know, my whole life, because I've loved it so much, I think a lot of these things, I mean, I'm hoping are not there anymore, but you can imagine, you know, that's entirely possible. And, you know, I honestly think everybody gave fantastic performances. As I said, it's one of, if not the best, from Zac Efron. I haven't actually seen much from Jeremy Allen White until this film. I was aware of who he was. But as Kerry Von Erich, who, you know, out of the Von Erichs, I think I had seen more of Kerry. And I think that was because he spent some time in the WWF, which is referenced in the film. But I think he had the look, and I feel like he really captured an essence to the person. So I was really impressed by the performance. And Harris Dickinson as David Von Erich, again, another great performance from an actor I haven't really seen that much of, and they all have this dynamic as brothers that really works. I think one of the performances that I've seen a few people talk about it, but I don't know if it's been talked about enough. And I think that's Holt McCallany, who completely disappears into the character of Fritz von Erich. And it's a very powerful and memorable performance, but he hits all the notes he needs to hit as this almost iron-fisted father figure within the family. And I think he just did an amazing job, and I can't imagine that would have been an easy character to play. And also Maura Tierney as Doris von Erich, there was such a sadness within her. And I think she just portrayed that really well. So as a core, like this family group, I think the right actors were picked. I think they just did excellent. And again, as you mentioned, the relationship Kevin von Erich has with Pam, played by Lily James, is another heart of this film. And they both have that chemistry, and you believe in that relationship. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a heartbreaking story, but they're stories that need to be told. And I give so much credit to Sean Durkin, who just wrote a really interesting and, I think, in ways, truthful film. And it's directed so well. I could not praise this movie any more than I have. And I think it's accessible for people like me who are lifelong wrestling fans and have some knowledge about the Von Erichs and this time period. But for those who don't even really know that much, because the stories it tells, I think, can be universal to a lot of people. There's hardships, there's heartbreak, maybe a little too much heartbreak and stuff to this particular family. But it's an incredible film.
Oh, definitely. And it's just a very powerful, and like you say, even though it's set in the world of wrestling, I think when it comes to the family dynamic at the center of it, I think that's something that, whether you are a wrestling fan or somebody who's not familiar with it, I feel like that's something you could easily find some relatability with, is that family dynamic, because the interactions with all of them together is something I think everyone could easily relate to on some level. Like, even though I'm not from a wrestling family, but I could definitely see certain elements of the Von Erichs in my own life and my own family in some ways as well. So I think that's one of the key things I think Sean Durkin does really well, is to create, even though this is, I guess for most mainstream viewers, this is such a specific type of story, but he makes it in a way that's very universal and that people can enjoy regardless whether you know anything about wrestling or not. Yeah. And I can imagine viewers going into this movie not knowing anything about the Von Erichs, and they're going in to expect like a fun family-themed wrestling film and getting something completely different as it goes along.
Yeah, very much so. And I went with my housemate and I showed him the trailer that day. I didn't really want to say much. I thought, if you want to see this based on the merits of the trailer, I think that is enough. And we walked out and I said, I'm so sorry. That was quite a impactful film. But he said, no, thank you for, you know, inviting me to go see that. So, but I guess, unless there's any, shut up, Freddie. Freddie's very, very upset about the Von Erich family. Hi, buddy.
I mean, I don't blame him. So, but we'll get to our final ratings and thoughts as well. But Marcy, your final thoughts and rating for the film?
4.5 out of 5. Sorry, hesitated for a second. I thought I was going to cough. 4.5 out of 5. Like, it is a fantastic film, and admittedly, I didn't see that many 2023, I guess, considered films, but I would put that right at the top because it's just a phenomenal film. And I think, yeah, as we said, like, whether you know the story or not, I think it's definitely hard hitting. And I just didn't know where I was going with that. Freddy's barking. And my coffee put me off.
Yes. But, well, I guess for my final thoughts, right, I'm giving you this 5 out of 5. I really enjoyed the film that much. And I did see a lot more films from last year compared to you, which is understandable. But I would definitely say this one is definitely up there as one of the best from last year. I think it's an accessible story, but at the same time, it has a lot of heart, but also a lot of grit to it as well. And it doesn't pull any punches in like showing what happened to this family. And if you actually sort of go into reading more about the Von Erichs, you realize it's even more sadder of a story than what's depicted on screen. But that's a whole different episode right there.
Yeah.
But how it's handled in this film is superbly well done and respectful. And it's just a great film all around, and I definitely recommend everyone to check it out if you're interested in seeing it. So
I agree.
Yeah, so that is it for our review of The Iron Claw. We both highly recommend this one and definitely go seek it out if it is playing in cinema, at a cinema near you, or if you're in other parts of the world, it's already out on DVD, Blu-ray, or streaming. Definitely give it a check out there as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Highly recommend The Iron Claw. And you can always find us either supermarcy.com or subscribe on the YouTube if that's where you're seeing us or found us. That's awesome stuff. We appreciate you all. And yeah, hopefully we'll be back with more reviews in the future. So thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
See you, everyone. Bye.